So when I first started at KIAL in 1998 as a first news director, they didn't have much of an antenna like they do now. They had a transmitter inside the city powerhouse, and outside they had a system that looked like a clothesline. I thought it was a couple of, three power poles with a line connecting them. And eventually they upgraded to an antenna like you see now up on a haystack. It took several people to put it up, but it didn't take a crane. I was kind of surprised. It took just three people, and I was down on the ground pulling up one length of tower over another one, pulling on a rope, and maybe somebody else was helping me, and maybe the other person was up connecting it. So that was one of the technological steps in the evolution of Unalaska community broadcasting that I personally participated in.
And did you see any other big changes while you were at the radio station?
Well, let me see. I remember the office furniture upgrade. The library moved into the new building, and we moved the couch from the old library that was on the ground floor of the Burma Road Chapel into the news office. So that was a furniture upgrade. We used to have surplus vehicles from the city. We'd use these Ford Explorers. So that was the company car. When I was at KRTZ in Cottsview, the company car was a four-wheeler. The engineer had priority on it, and the news director had second priority.
That's amazing. I wish we had a four-wheeler that I could motor around for stories.
Well, you couldn't do it here because it's too developed.
I know.
Those places, that's a common mode of transportation.
And so that was in Kotzebue, you reporting from a four-wheeler. And you also worked in Dillingham. What ultimately brought you to Unalaska and kept you here?
Oh, I know. It's just a pretty vibrant place. People from all over the world. Hard to say.
Just something about it?
Yeah. Fisheries is pretty interesting. Changes season to season. Quotas go up, quotas go down. Oh, something else is, it's really important to have reporters on the ground and, you know, living in these communities, because there's not much coverage. You don't get much coverage compared to larger communities where there are reporters all the time. Sometimes if something big happens, something really bad, a boat sinks, people die. So then Anchorage media will come down, even media from around the country. So it was news about maritime disaster of the year. And if it wasn't somebody at the paper, somebody at the radio station here, you just wouldn't hear about it. So it's really important, I think, to maintain reporters in these communities.
And on that note, you've been in this community a long time, covering the local news for a long time, first for the radio station and now for the Bristol Bay Times Dutch Harbor Fisherman newspaper. Do you see yourself sticking around here and doing this job for some more time to come?
Well, for the foreseeable future. I never said I was going to be here forever, but when I got here back in 96, I didn't know how long I was going to be here for, but I'm still here. Sometimes I had to do other things. I worked for the census one time. I worked for Migratory Bird Co-Management Council. I worked on the docks for a long time as a dock worker for the longshoremen and several shipping companies. And I'm kind of too old for that stuff now. But still trying to figure out what to do next. You know, I might have procrastinated on some things. You know, it's a lot of water under the dam. The dam's washed out over the bridge. The bridge is washed out. It's all running downstream. Comes back and rains a year, and you're on an island and you're surrounded by water. You know, maybe it rains on me again, I'll get an idea. You know, I'm 63. You know, I got more behind me than ahead of me this time, but I still have a lot ahead of me.